Did we charge the batteries?
Participants from the Union Christian Academy in Fort Smith are gathered around their robot, fixing bugs and testing its functionality on a field similar to the one it will be tested on in Stubblefield Center at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, tomorrow. The team is one of the 16 that will compete in the 2010 River Valley Best Robotics Competition. Evan Gardiner, one of the team members from Union Christian Academy, describes their robot.
Our machine has a little tray that we can use to pick up the little golf balls that are going to be put on the course. And we're also, the next part that we're going to put on is an arm, so that way we can pick up some plastic cones and pick up some plastic eggs that we can put inside the cones and then put a frisbee on top. So it's going to be complicated.
This year's theme is based on a concept called Six Sigma, a manufacturing process that ensures removal of defects from a product. Hardy Jeffries, who has been building the fields for the competition for the past 7 years, gives us a tour of this year's field.
The objective now in this is that when they start, the robot has to come over. This wagon will be mounted over here. Move it over to this area right here, and when they light it up, those lights come on, and that's kind of like a tiebreaker. Then they need to read that. That's a binary code that tells them whether which golf ball is defective, and whether the egg that has magnets in it or the egg that has marbles in it is the good one. And based on that code, then they have to transport product through that tube, catch it. The good ones they put in the tubes here, the bad ones they have to put over into that area.
While participants work on testing their robots, some of their classmates have been watching closely, comparing their team to others. Melissa Phillips and Darby White, who support Kimmins Darby Junior High School in Fort Smith, say their school has some serious competition.
A couple of them are pretty good, and then there's a few that kind of make us wonder what they were thinking, but
yeah. Cedarville's robot was really good. Their gripper arm just works great. It, like, does this whole 360 flip to put the cone in there easily, and it grabs the eggs pretty well, too, so.
Darby White, a student mentor, has been urging the younger participants in the Kimmins Darby team to be loud and clear.
Like I was just telling her, because he was talking quiet, and I said he's got to talk louder and everything, because like last year's competition, you couldn't even hear, like I was like the number one screamer and everything, because like we were winning so much, and it was like, but it is, it's like almost going to a basketball game or something. It's just, because you have bands and all kinds of things, and you have noises and people screaming and cheering and shouting, so it's crazy in there.
Southside High School in Fort Smith has been participating in the competition since 1999. Mason Piper, the science teacher, says even though participating teams have gotten better at building robots over the past 11 years, the competition still remains friendly.
And definitely like your sister schools, here in Fort Smith, there's four other teams, and so we do, at least between coaches, we'll contact each other. Are you having trouble with this, and what'd you do with that? And so we work with each other. You know, even though it's a competition, we want everybody to succeed. I'd like to be beat and not because they broke down.
Mr. Piper says the biggest challenge faced by the team is working with each other.
I have a good idea, you have a good idea, but we have to decide on one idea, and so, you know, That can be hard sometimes. You get your egos in the way. You just have to learn how to, okay, we voted as a team and we're going with this idea and I will forget mine. That's hard.
Metro Homeschool from Blue Springs, Missouri won the first ever best national competition last year. Team members Nathan Glasgow and Samuel Coxon say building a robot may seem complicated at first, but the process gets simpler with time. They also say the allegations that teams copy each other's ideas for robots are true.
Well, yeah, we had something like that happen to us last year. We showed up last year with a really cool claw, and then we go over to our hub. Almost every single team had a very similar claw design. The only problem was theirs, they only had 2 weeks to build, to design and build the whole thing, whereas we had an additional 2 weeks to refine ours.
Also have drivers practice and be able to use it. So we figured, you know, we could cover our entire robot up and not be able to, but we decided we'd rather learn from this experience. If other people want to copy it, well, they can, but
it's their problem, not ours.
But we're just going to do our best.
Nathan and Sam say there are a lot of reasons to come to the event tomorrow.
One of them would be because if you want to go into any field of engineering, this is a great way to learn the basics of engineering. You can come, you can
see, talk to people.
Right, talk to people, ask questions, get background information before you even step onto the team.
I think it's really entertaining. It's just kind of like a sport, except robots are doing it and you still got people involved and they're... And also you have these teams that are really excited about it. Because they're like, wow, he's built this robot. And even if, you know, you're not the winning team, it's still, you know, you're doing the game that you were built to do in 2 weeks.
It's fun to be there and to be part of the whole process and meet new people. We've got new teams this year, so.
Anybody that's really interested in engineering or programming or really, I mean, if they like sports at all, I think this is a really cool thing to come and watch.
The 2010 River Valley Best Robotics Competition will be held tomorrow between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. in Stubblefield Center at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. There is no admission charge. For Ozarks at Large, this is Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.